I'm sipping.
This is Sipping with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, it only the one and only Sipping with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right. Please get your fucking life together.
Please and thank you. Hello. What's happening? Shout out to everybody, man. Happy Thursday. Happy hour. And all of that fly shit, you know what I mean? We back again. It's 4 p.m. on a Thursday, so y'all know how we play. I got another dope guest in here, man. I'm blessed. Let's just say I've been blessed for a while now, man. But I got my guy, man. One of the four Philly Four Horsemen. My man C Murder is in a situation with me. How you feeling, brother?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I feel good to be here.
I'm glad you
sipping
made
with,
it.
Sipping with Sammy. I'm finally in the building. Yeah, listen, y'all. It's my first time here.
Took some work, though.
Yes, yes. Listen, my bro be like, yo, you need to come down and all that. Like, listen, I'm here. Like, yeah, listen, I'm in the building.
Absolutely. And salute to y'all. I've already been on y'all platform. Y'all already gave me the hospitality. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Already had the crew making sure that everything was situated and all of that. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody that's a part of making your thing happen. From Rev to the ladies to everybody. Y'all are appreciated for sure. Anytime.
You already know. Your home. Our home is your home. And your home is ours.
Vice versa, man.
You know what I'm saying? We put it like this. We all out here trying to win together. Ain't no competition. Ain't none of that. Like, stop being in competition with one another. We need to come together, win together, and get this money together. How about that?
Yeah, you bugging. We on the same team, look.
You know what I'm saying?
We on the same team.
Yeah. Believe that. Shout out to the team.
Absolutely.
Shout out to 1010, mm-hmm. the manager. Shout out to my other manager, Heather, my sis. You know what I mean? They doing the damn thing, making sure we good, making sure everything's set up. Shout out to my bro who couldn't make it tonight. God damn day. You know what I'm saying?
Wave Cap Day. My guy. Definitely shout out to 1010. I literally just put my phone on silent because she supposed to be hitting me back soon, probably to check on you. So
Listen, regardless of management, you know, it's going to be the ups and downs and all that, the argument. But at the end of the day, we brothers and sisters, we do that because she was getting on my goddamn nerve. Are you there yet? Are you there yet? Like, listen, I'm going to be here. Listen, I'm on the bus. I'm going to keep it 100. I was on the bus. Like, listen, mm-hmm. I don't got no car. Listen, I was on the bus. I'll be here. I work from 6 to 3:30. I don't get to the crib until 4:30. Listen, I had to hurry up, wash up, get changed, make sure I'll be fresh to death because I wasn't coming on here with my work clothes on.
Uh-huh.
None of that, okay?
I heard
so
that.
So, listen. Shout out to 1010 and all that, but listen, she a goddamn pain in my ass, but I love her to death. I love her to death. Her and Heather, both of them, but they do what they got to do because they get the job done. That's why I love them from that.
So now that y'all see why I have him here, because you know he is a whole freight train with it.
Like,
you just a ball of spice. I'm gonna keep it real. I was on the bus. Like, no, but this Philly, we got one of the best public transportation situations in the country.
Sometimes when they want to get on your nerves and all that, and want to be smart, and no need for that. I understand you at work, but I'm going to work too. Like,
exactly.
At the same time, like,
exactly.
Let's be mad. What you mad
let's
for?
Let's both just be pleasant and get on our way and not bother each other.
Especially y'all getting a nice ass check. Like, let's be
beautiful
for real.
Check.
Come on.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at the check I'm going to go get while I'm looking at the check you getting, and it's like, why are you mad at me?
Exactly. Like,
why are you mad at me?
Like, I'm going to work. Like, listen, I should be mad. Like, but I don't, because you know why? I love life.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
To the fullest.
Right, right.
And I got my son, I got my daughter, mm-hmm. I got my family, my mom, I got my baby, Key. Shout out to her. Saturday Night Vibe. Make sure y'all tune in every Saturday.
Salute to the missus, man.
We on Instagram and YouTube. Christopher Riley on Facebook. Instagram is cmoney_.
You got to slow down. He about to do the whole interview in 5 minutes.
Like,
listen, man. Cut it out, yo. Nigga think he hosting. Calm down.
Let me slow down.
You good with me. You good with me. But we got, because we got to deal with where we started real quick. Philly Four Horsemen.
Right.
how does this become a thing in the first place?
The beginning, yeah. It was four. Champ, shout out to Champo.
Salute, Champ.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Don Juan.
I've known Don for 30 plus years.
Hey, listen.
About 30 years, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to today. Put it like this. We all came together. I'm going to make this story real fast, real short. I ain't going to make it a long, drawn, it's not a story or whatever.
It's all good.
So the story is, I was doing podcasts before.
Okay.
So I was already in the game.
What was you on before?
Street Comedy Team. Me and my man Mike, we did Street Comedy Team. So we did the podcast and everything with that. And you know how some people got their own ideas and everything. So, you know, he wanted to
Most people do.
Yeah, yeah. He wanted to do his thing. I want to do my thing. No, right. It's nothing. That's my bro. I love him.
How much did y'all do, though? How many episodes or so? Or how long did y'all do it?
We did it for like 2 years.
Well, that's significant.
Yeah.
Y'all did something and gave up on it. Yeah, 2 years is a run.
No, we went strong. Because I told my bro, I told Mike, I was like, yo, I see something in this.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get this feeling in my gut and I know is this thing going to work, it's going to work. You know why? We going to make it work. Because I'm going to make it work. Because okay. I feel it. It's a passion. Once I get a passion for something, mm-hmm. I'm not going to give up on it. It's not going to be a one-hit wonder, none of that. Like, yeah. Nah. If I got the passion and I got the love for it, I'm going to put my all into it.
Yeah, my thing is, once my name goes on something, whether that's literally or figuratively, like, once exactly. I'm associated with the thing, it's a thing, and we're going to treat it like the thing.
Exactly.
Because it's the only way it's going to work for me.
Exactly.
Because I have a level that I like to maintain. Because I wanted to say of what, but it's across the board, from cookouts to platform.
Right.
Like, I just... The hot dogs, the sausages, the burgers, the chicken is going to be there whether exactly. you bring them or not.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to buy some even though you said you was bringing some because I don't like waiting on motherfuckers. Like, right. I got to... So, I operate around the board with right. a certain level of, like, class and about my shit.
Right.
So, I take pride in what I do the same way you do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I dig it. That's why I knew you was going to go that way when you was like... No, once I say I'm on it and I like it, then this is what we gonna figure out.
This is what we gonna do.
Like, cause you passionate about it. Exactly. You buy all the way in.
Exactly.
So dope, my bad. Go ahead.
So after that, he did his thing. I went to do my things. Really, I'm gonna keep it 100. During the pandemic, I got that PUA money. And what I did with my money, instead of spending it on Gucci belts and buying 2-3 cars and everything, I got my LLC and started Sky's the Limit Management. That's what I did. I was smart about my money. You know what I mean? So I started Sky's the Limit Management. And that's my clothing line, also my real estate. But one thing at a time, I'm more on my clothing line right now. And then after that, I'm going to build up to the real estate.
Absolutely.
But... So I did that. So, you know, I still was posting the Philly Four Horsemen, letting everybody know we're still alive. We're still around. We ain't going nowhere. Uh-huh. And after
Hold up, you skipped something. You said you had the pod for 2 years, and the Philly Four Horsemen started while you was doing the other pod?
No. As far as the other podcast, that was before the Philly Four Horsemen was ever created.
You got your PUA. You got situated.
Yep. And during that time, the pandemic and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Dave was talking back and forth, starting Philly Four back up and everything. So, I skipped over a part because I skipped over a part. My bad. Let me rewind that.
Yeah, you confused me.
So, me, Don, and Champ got together for starting our own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, during the time when we was all hanging and banging and everything, we had our own little squad called the Philly Four.
Mm.
So that was our little squad or whatever.
Y'all had
so
dance moves?
Oh no, we didn't. We wasn't dancing.
I'm fucking with you.
I know.
It was a cute name. Y'all sound like Kappa.
Yeah. So so after that, that's when me and my bro, he was doing his thing, we was doing our thing. So me, Don, and Chant got together, was like, yo, we might as well start our own little podcast. I was like, I'm down with it. He was like, since you was already doing your thing with Mike, with the Street Comedy Team, you wasn't even mind because you already in the game. So I was like, yeah, I'm down with it. So yeah. We was talking. So Champ said he's going to talk to Day. So we talked to Day. He got Day on the phone. Day was like, you know, he down with it, whatever. So I met Day for the first time that day. He was like he
so
said.
He was Champ folks.
Yeah. Okay. Right, right. So when Champ and him was telling the story, Day was like, who this little motherfucker right here? So, you know, Champ was like, yo, that's C Murder. C Murder, the cool one with the cigarette sitting back. Duh, duh. So we started Philly Four Horsemen after that. We was like, fuck it. We get together, started Philly Four. We started from the basement. We literally started from the basement. How we started from the basement, we got our own little banner. So you could have sworn it was a studio, but really we was in the basement.
There's a camera catch with the camera catch.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So we started from the basement. We didn't have no script, no nothing. Only manager we had was 10-10 before Heather came along. So we had one manager, not two. So after that, we was doing the Philly Four. We did our couple of shows, and after that, that's when Heather came along, was looking at our show, and she liked how we was doing it. But she was like, you know what? I could take y'all to the next level if y'all let me. If y'all give me 90 days, I bet y'all I'll take y'all to the next level.
Cause this ain't for play.
Exactly. Cause she seen the vision in the Philly Four, and she believed in us.
And so, I seen her give a speech, but this is for y'all.
Yeah. So
she a real one.
So we let her do her thing. Her and Tintin got together. So we introduced Tintin. We let Tintin know because we don't want no conflict between manager. Because we already had one manager, and bringing somebody else along will make conflict. You know what I mean? So we introduced them, and
the art of communication.
Yes. You got to have it. Because you can't be on some throwing a surprise at somebody.
Sometimes we just rush it.
Yeah,
that one extra step.
Exactly.
A little lunch meat, a little coffee or something.
You take your time.
We easier.
And make it easy. That's it. So
you save more time doing it that way. Yeah.
So we let Tintin know what was going on as far as having wanted to come aboard. And she wanted as far as take the Philly Four Horsemen to another level. So she came aboard. They collabed together. They worked together perfect. Like salt and pepper. So they came together and did their thing, and like from there we just from feeding the homeless to just the Uppity Awards, and it's just a whole lot as far as what they did as far as managers. So I give big ups to them, and I thank them, and I love them for that. So
I salute them too. And you know why? Real quick, like I know doers. I know a lot of stuff, a lot of ideas, even from cookouts to this shit, that I've had over the years, club nights and stuff that we used to have on. Like, it's been women along the way that have filled in them gaps because we were popular. We were in the mix and all of that. But they understood structure, or they understood how to create a baseline for things so that at least we know, all right, well, that's where, like I was saying about how where I want to see my shit at.
Right.
They showed me how to get there.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, we ain't even got to spend all that? Nigga might just got to go to a couple dollar stores for the look. Yeah. Like, you know, you figure out stuff that women be knowing. We be ready to go. We get gift bags from Rite Aid. We could have got the same gift bag for $6 cheaper at the dollar store.
Exactly.
But she know that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it just be like, facts. So y'all have doers, and I say that respectfully because they're very intelligent, but they can't stand to see shit not right. So they don't complain about it. They fix it.
Right.
And they respectfully came to y'all and said, let me help knock some of these dents out and make this thing run smooth.
Exactly. And that's what they did. Knock them dents out.
No, I love it, man. That's beautiful.
So
got to be more streamlined.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Y'all smooth, but y'all ain't streamlined.
Exactly.
Too many rivets.
Thank you. So long story short, you know what I mean? It was four of us for like 2 years. And it was like after that, you know, Champo and Don, you know, they felt, well, Champ start going his own direction as far as what he wanted. He wanted to fall back and go into God.
Okay.
So, and Don, you know, he just wanted to fall back and get himself together. So,
understandably.
So,
and Don was newlywed and all of that.
Yeah. So That's when me and Dave was like, Monka, we just going to start the Philly Four back up. You know what I mean? Brand new everything.
How long was the down period?
For a year.
A year?
Like a year.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, a year or whatever.
Did you miss it before the conversation? What point did you feel like, or did they feel like, it's time to start figuring something out, whether it's that or not?
I never gave up. I already had the itch. I never gave up on it.
So it was still, you was just waiting for somebody else to be on board type shit? Or
no, because me and Dave was already setting it up as far as how we was going to come back.
It just took a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we was just getting the game plan together.
That's respectable.
You know what I mean? So that's about it. So after that...
Does the studio come and play after that?
Yeah. Studio came in to play because the studio, the Deacon is his home.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was telling me about the studio. I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah. He's telling me everything about the studio. I was like, yeah, Monkey, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start this thing back up.
See, it was hard to say fuck it after he said Deacon. I see what happened there.
listen. So, you know what I mean? We started back up. Brand new studio from the rip.
Yes.
Started like it was nothing.
Equipment on point.
You know what
like,
I mean?
Everything.
Like, no, a brand new Philly Four. Listen.
People compliment our setup. They got a nice, dope situation over there, too. I was in there.
Yes, he was.
In there. I made it Twisted Tuesdays for real. Y'all ain't playing with me.
Listen. And I was like, as far as I look at the Vision Four, the Philly Four, I look at, far as, let me be 100 with y'all. My vision is everything. Philly Four, my Sky's the Limit business, Saturday Night Vibe with me and my baby. I'm just building a legacy and building a legacy with my team.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I want everybody to remember what I did.
And they will. And it's funny because even when you talk about the pod, you talk as if. And when I say as if, you talk from a space of, y'all already know the Philly Four Horsemen pod, so I'm just telling you how we got here. Because clearly, y'all got traction. There's people, there's eyes on y'all. Like, you know that y'all in motion in a real way.
Right.
So, but like, you speak like that. You see what I'm saying? Where it's my audience, so they might not have heard of them. They probably have, they follow me on Instagram because I share y'all a lot. We will be getting honored together very soon.
Yes.
But, and congratulations on that, brother.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
But it's dope to hear you talk like that because it's like he feels it already. Like he knows the position that you in. Like, and I guess when you plan and you should, I'm saying this on the last podcast, you're super strategic about the way you go about shit.
Yeah.
It gets to the point where your awareness is still in the mix while you are elevating, like because you checking shit off the list. It's like, all right, now we got to this. So now you know where you at. You know what comes with that. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I fuck with that.
You know what I mean? You got to think your game plan out as far as your strategy. You got to get your blueprint together as far as your business. And anything in life what you want to do, you got to have a blueprint. You got to have a plan.
Did you always operate that way as a young man? Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, since I was young.
So it's habitual for you at this point. It ain't a thinking thing.
No.
It's how you operate.
Yeah. I always think far as being my own boss.
As
being
you should.
Being my own man. Being
you was born. You was born a king. You gotta rule something, right?
That's why I'm a Leo. I believe in lions. Lions is kings of the jungle. You know what I mean? Even though we got haters that don't.
I mean, I can think of a few different stories, but we good. We're going to go into your philosophy about
But me, I'm August 11th, a true legal Leo, August 11th, true Leo, true blood. Like, listen.
Shout out to Gates, August 7th.
You know what I mean? Like, listen, we bosses. We out here. At the end of the day, a boss needs a team. Ain't no I in team, so I don't believe I'm just the man and I'm no. I believe in the team before I.
Right. No big eyes and little U's.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's one thing that I learned from Swiss that I like. Well, no big eyes and little U's.
Yeah.
We don't operate like that.
Yeah.
Because if we got to think like that, then we need to figure something else out.
Exactly. Because I look at it like this. If I'm down, I expect you to pick me up. If you down, I expect me to pick you up.
Like, if every nigga in your clique is rich, your clique is rugged. Nobody will fall because everyone would be each other's crutches.
Exactly.
I hope you fools choose to listen. I drop jewels, bust it. These are the rules I follow in my life. You gotta love it. Like Jay-Z said this shit in 95. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It is like the circle. It's called the circle of success.
Is up.
Nobody should ever be down if everybody is up. We should never all be down at the same time.
Exactly.
And I learned that as a young man when we all had random jobs. You might have worked at the sneaker store. My man worked at a nursing home. My other man was telemarketing.
Right.
Two of us get paid the same week. One of us don't. Exactly. And none of us making a lot of money.
Exactly.
But we went out every weekend.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Yep. Because whoever ain't have it, we out. We ain't asked you if you got it. We out.
I didn't ask you none of that.
If I ain't got it, you got it. And you try to make it where you don't need them the next time. So then you start stacking a little bit and the times get better.
Exactly.
But in the beginning, it'd be wild. And it'd just be like, you know what? We still going to go drink and get it. Boom. Because
I already know you. It's like this. You're my man. So I'm not going to sit there and brush you off.
I'd rather have these times with you than without you.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? I don't mind eating alone. But it's cool to have somebody to talk to.
Exactly.
A lot of women have gotten free meals out of me that they might have, I don't know what they said in group chat, but at the end of the day, I was going to go eat anyway.
Right.
You were entertainment.
Right.
Paid you for your services. Appreciate you.
Exactly. That's it.
Like they have good time with people.
Exactly.
That's fly.
That's fly. I fuck with it. How did I get on your radar?
Man, listen. How... I can say, as far as with me.
You. I asked you. Ain't nobody else. You used to speaking for the team. Ain't nobody here but you.
I know. I'm going to speak for me. How you got on my radar is when we was at the awards show. And I felt the vibe with you. You was cool. You was chill.
Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I pick up on people's vibes and everything. So I feed off your vibes and everything. I know vice versa.
Absolutely.
So it was like, all right. And then when, you know, I was looking through your profile and everything, I'm like, okay, all right. Because, you know, I'm not one of them, oh my God, sitting with Sammy, and I'm not one of them bulls.
I don't even want that from you.
Telling you, I'm not to respect it. I don't care if you Beyonce. Yeah. I'm looking at, listen.
Don't Prince Hakeem me at the bathroom. Like, it's cool. I don't need it. I'm
so
good.
It was like, I was looking at your profile and everything, and then you came on the show, and I just felt your presence. I just feel people's presence. I can't explain it. It's a good vibe.
I appreciate that.
That's
Precious said something very similar to that. And I met him on your show, which is crazy. He got here before you. See?
I know. And the crazy part, I seen it. I'm like, look at this.
Showed y'all love, though, too, though. But, no, I appreciate that. And, see... I be willy-nilly on social media. Sometimes I post shit without a caption, knowing I'm supposed to be promoting shit, typing way more, supposed to be adding hashtags. Like, I'm old, bro. I be on my bullshit, right?
Yeah. Hey, listen.
But at the same time, it's like, your page has to look like what you do. If somebody say, yo, this the boy that do the pods, why doesn't your page look like the boy that's doing the pods?
Exactly.
So when you said you checked out my profile and it was sufficient, it's because you saw that I was actually doing things in that way. And that I'm just advice to the people, man. People want to see more than just your face, man. Like, people want to see more than just your face, man. Well, tell me you got a platform, but all I see is this. Or like, I don't know what's going on. I can't come and talk to you for an hour like this.
Exactly.
So especially, I don't know what that look like.
This man right here, my bro, he be everywhere. I'll be like, yo. He everywhere with it. But
for the last probably 10 months, I've actually slowed up and still I be around a lot. You know what I mean? It's like, and it was kind of intentional. Part of it, we started recording this pod more and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But certain events that I was going to before, I'm no longer obligated to. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that lessened the load too. But it's like, yo, we still busy than a motherfucker. Damn. And that's a blessing though.
Exactly.
That's a blessing.
Stay busy.
That's a blessing because 9 times out of 10, bro, either is somewhere I really want to be, it regardless, or I'm supporting somebody that supports me.
Right.
Sometimes they intertwine. That's why it took me a while to say it, because I don't want to manipulate it the wrong way.
Right, right.
But it's either somewhere I really want to be regardless. Like, this one of the nights I'm pulling up.
Right.
And sometimes that's a double up. I killed three birds with one stone.
Right.
Two of my homies might be performing and I ain't get to see. You know what I mean? Right. Sometimes you get to do that.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a blessing to be able to do that and be able to get the love in the room. Because I don't mind introducing myself to people, but it make it a whole lot easier when somebody else cut you off and be like, yo, you talking to the bull. Bro, it's so much more fun that way. Exactly. And that's not the Prince Hakeem shit. That's love.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? That was love too, but we mean like, that's not overdoing it. That's love.
It's genuine. How can I put this? It's real love. Put it like this. Not that fake love. It's real love. You know what I mean? I'd rather have real love than fake love.
All day.
Over everything. You know what I mean?
When did you get comfortable with putting yourself in front of cameras and microphones?
Street comedy team. Getting that experience that's being on the live.
You just got out there.
Yeah, I just got out there.
And that was the first time.
Yeah, just talking on the live. And just everybody responding, commenting. And just taking it from there.
Is that easier when it's conversational with the comments, or is it easier the way we did it?
Right now, at this point, there's no levels to me. It don't even matter.
It's all the same to you.
It's all the same.
Just talk to me, I talk back.
Just talk. We talk.
I talk back.
It's like you talking to the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I like it. And it's funny because it's like, I'm saying talking to you, we really haven't, but I always got to remember, like, y'all don't know as much about the brother as I do. So I always got to make sure we get enough of that in it.
Right.
But you're aware of that too.
Like, I ain't, I ain't one of them shy people and all that. And,
no, you strike me as the boy that used to bring the big Bacardi bottle back in the day. The huge E&J bottle back in the day.
Hey, me and the gang, put it like that.
And these ain't shots. When we was young, we drunk a lot of regular
listen,
whatever mixed with something.
I got a story. Matter of fact, I can write a book on my story with things I did, the bars and everything. But that's a whole nother story. I ain't gonna get it.
The couches you stood on,
parks, all types of stuff.
If that couch could talk. It's like, no.
Only if that tree can talk too.
After the show is the after party, baby.
Doing it at after dark.
Oh yeah.
Doing it at the park. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, and he did that dance that night too. At some point in the evening, they got that out of him.
Right,
that's funny, yo. You from my era? Because we definitely used to niggas used to throw the joints up.
Listen,
man,
was when it used to be fun. Now it's not fun no more.
Nah, man, it's weird now.
Too much going on.
It's strange, man.
It's not even safe.
Only girls can dance with girls now. It's strange. It's very strange times.
And you know us guys be liking it, like, okay,
absolutely. Yeah. We definitely enjoy it, but sometimes you take a shot and be like, I kind of want to try that too.
That's when you slide in the middle. Hey girl, you know back in the day,
you gotta look around first, make sure nobody videotaping, because if somebody taping, she gonna spin up. You know how I go. All of a sudden, I'm ugly.
You wasn't saying that before when you start dancing with me, goddamn.
Stared at me all night, I ain't bought you a drink. Hilarious.
Yes.
But I see lately y'all been doing a lot of panels on the joint, man. Y'all been bringing some folks through.
Yeah.
And it's been getting interesting.
Nah,
it's been getting, y'all been doing part fours of shit.
I know.
Like, these is like real conversations. No, this is why have a platform if we can't do all of the things platforms do, right? So
we talk about different things. It's so much. I can't even remember no more because it's like so much we be talking about. Like, it's like stuff for your mind. You know what I mean? Open your mind up. Like real stuff that's going on out here. That's real stuff with the kids. Real stuff with the parents. Real stuff with the relationship. Real stuff about just every level. We touching every level, every aspect, as far as you can name. Just for us, why we are the voice for the people is because we speaking for y'all, because we feel y'all. We all going through it together.
So when y'all on the panel, y'all got like 4-6 people as guests at one time. Yep. Y'all knocking people off the guest list like bowling. Y'all all killing
right,
it.
Listen, and the crazy part, people want to be on the show because they got something to say they want to talk about. They
everybody want to be heard,
exactly.
Man.
Everybody got a business. Everybody got everything.
And that's what I was about to say. Y'all have some dope people too. It's not just like, it's cool to let the audience in, but y'all got people that got real opinions, yeah. not just echoing the bullshit and,
exactly,
you know
the
what
BS
I mean
and yeah. all that. No
I don't want to ask you a question about what women do and the only answer you got is cause men. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a conversation.
No, you gotta get deep.
You haven't thought enough about exactly. the topic to respond to me yet,
exactly.
Like, so, and vice versa.
No,
you know what I'm saying, because we deep. Too old to be like, well, these bitches, and it's like, well, what are you looking for in life now,
exactly.
as a 40-something-year-old man, sir? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Where are you finding them at nowadays?
Exactly. I mean, why is they attracted to you? Why is this? Why is that? Like, you got to figure it out.
Because do we really believe in energy? Because if we believe a little bit in it, then you get what you
exactly.
put out, right?
Exactly. Because if your energy is where it's at, then that energy, you gonna get the same energy. With the same energy that you got, you gonna get the same energy right back.
So, Saturday Night Live.
Vibes.
I mean, y'all Saturday Night Live. Y'all live on Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I was referring to. I knew that wasn't the name.
Sorry, though.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah,
good.
Yeah.
But you and the missus.
Yes.
And I told you off camera, so I'll tell you on camera. I was at your... y'all event y'all had, was that your 100th episode? What
yeah.
was the, your anniversary?
Right.
That I was at?
Yeah.
And they was asking questions to the ladies. And every time she spoke about her man.
Oh, yeah.
It was different in there, bro. You ain't need to pick up a mic the rest of the night, bro.
Oh, I got to tell you and I got to tell y'all the story right now. We went to Shelly Shell's.
Shout out to my bestie.
Yeah, Shelly Shell, that's my sis.
It's my bestie.
You know what I mean?
She don't even know why she my bestie. I just started calling her my bestie one day. I love Shelly, man.
Matter of fact, we're going to ask her together. I don't want to stand there while you ask her, why you my bestie?
I'm going to tell her why she my bestie in front of you, because she don't know, so I got to tell her. But go ahead.
But we went to
her joint.
We went to one of her events at Miller's.
Mm.
So it was
the single on a Sunday joint or what is it?
It was for a relationship. It was something. Yeah, it was something. She was there. Me and my baby was there, right? And 10-10 and Day, right? So Rob, shout out to Rob Moore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, shout out to him. Yeah, you know I mean, bro, doing his thing.
Rob is the coolest asshole in the
yes.
world.
Yes, he was there. His cast was there, and everything from the movie.
He grinded me up on live a couple weeks ago.
I know.
Didn't do nothing. I just shot him day out. He's like, if you gonna keep talking nice about day,
he
fuck
did
you
call
too.
Right up there
I'm
too.
Like, damn.
Yo, he did call up there too. Like, yo.
Well, go ahead.
So we all in there. So the cast, it was this one girl. She was thick. Like, I'm a man. Listen.
She was what she was.
She was thick. She knows she's thick. And everything, right? So, we was doing something far as a lap dance or whatever.
Okay.
So, I wasn't going to get out there because my girl right there. So, they little sneaky ass going to push me out there and shit.
Yeah,
so
blame it on Day.
Like, listen. They picked me. I sit in the chair. So, they was like, anybody that want to do anything exotic too far as to get me all riled up for lose the game.
Give you the Janet Jackson
So Joan with Big Booty
jump
Judy,
right out there.
Big Booty
she
Judy.
Show
yeah.
She
my
must
girl,
show what she do with that thing.
He was like, that's my man. Ain't nobody giving him no lap dance except me. So you can back up. I'm like, I already knew what it was in for. You know, I sat there. Go ahead, do your thing, babes. Do your thing. Like, listen, I ain't going to argue. I ain't going to, come on, babes. No. Happy home. That's all
happy
I got to do.
And
happy
when you,
home.
And when you're not thirsty, anything's possible later.
Exactly. Like, listen, when you're with the missus, behave yourself.
Behave yourself, man.
Like,
behave
I mean,
yourself.
That's about it. But Saturday Night Vibe is what me and her do every Saturday, 10 o'clock.
What made it where, like, now she felt like, Was it a thing? Like, whose idea was it first?
Mine's.
Then that's my question was correct. What made her comfortable with the same thing that you've grown accustomed to doing on a regular basis, which is putting yourself out there in that way?
Well, to tell you the truth, I seen her doing a live. So she was just talking to the people and everything. And
he was like, she got it. My baby got it. Look at my baby.
Yeah, she said she'd never been a live person. Mm-hmm. She's not like a people person. She one of them type is like.
She banged with her group.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it clear. I've been knowing her for a while too. She banged with her group.
She told me. She told me. She's like, yeah, I've been knowing Sippin' Sammy for since back in the day, high school.
She might have been about 10 of my cookouts. Like, was real shit. Like, because I used to throw them with my homie Eda. They went to school. They all went to school together. Yeah. So they used to all come support E all the time. Like, yo, they got a good group, yo.
Yeah, that's why I was like, small world. You never know.
Never know. But that's why you got to treat people decent, man. Because what if I was an asshole to her back in the day? You'd have been on my heels. Like, yo.
Yeah, I mean, she would have told me the story.
Then you need to talk to my lady before we cut these cameras on, brother. Something you want to tell my lady before we start recording?
Like,
But no, like. She has a great personality, but she is a reserved personality.
Yeah, exactly. Good, smart. Don't take no crap. Like, listen, my baby a little gangster.
Yeah,
like,
she performed. Like, she performed. She bought that action though.
The face, don't let the face fool you. Okay, she may look innocent, but listen, you get on her bad side, it's a wrap.
Now I let it go on for a while. I'm identifying now because. I wouldn't be me if I didn't. Same way I just said she talk about him. See when he start talking to my baby shit too? That's what you gotta love. That's what I appreciate about y'all. But you know what I mean? Furthermore and so on and so forth.
Exactly. But you know, I'm the one who came up with the idea when I seen her on the live. And then when she said Saturday Night Vibe, I was like, yo, I like that.
Yeah, it got a ring to it.
It got a ring to it. Matter of fact, I'm gonna start another platform. I'm gonna start this platform with me and her. I know a couple, probably very few people that did a couple live or whatever. I ain't gonna say we're gonna be the first ones. It's probably other people that did it too.
Yeah, I know a few.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? I was like, this would be a great idea. And especially for a real couple, not no fake, not no fraud. It's the real thing. Me and her's together. That's my baby. That's wifey. And we decided to do it together. I was like, babe, we might as well do it. You already did the live. We might as well talk about relationships. We might as well talk about everything. We talk about sex, down, gritty, no filter, no nothing. It's just us being us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did.
It's been fun for you.
Yup. And that Saturday, I swear, I was like, we're going to do it this Saturday.
Oh, y'all started the same week?
Yup, that same week.
Dope.
When I was like, we're going to do this. I was like, we're going to do it this Saturday. Dope. She was like, stop playing.
Dope.
I'm dead serious.
No, but that's how you are. You had the idea already. Exactly. What we waiting on? Like,
we ain't gonna wait on this. Just listen, we're gonna do it in the bedroom and everything. Set everything up. Got the tripod. Going live on my page and everything. So we went from there. And then I was like, we might as well step it up a little bit more and go live on Instagram and Facebook. So we hit all the audience, all rising, and let them see what we talking about.
Tell you a secret. Reel them in, and then start going live on all three, and cutting off two of them after 20 minutes and making them go to one platform.
I like that. See? I love when we network together. See? You that's what I'm talking
There's
about.
There's a way to do it, and you'll figure out the in-between, the transition, or how to make it seem cool when you do it. But, like, ultimately, like, we here.
Right.
But I need y'all to come over here, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And eventually you just won't go. Anywhere but one.
I got you.
Make it easier on you.
Yeah.
But to do all three is smart to start out because certain people only see certain shit certain ways.
Right.
And then we can't neglect that. And we never can forget that.
And then, you know, most people don't really mess with Facebook. They mostly on Instagram.
And then
most people don't mess with Instagram, be on Facebook. So I was like, I might as well just hit both. And then after a while, then I, like you said, start breaking it down to one.
Make the cover art, get them the links. all the cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
We spinning.
Yep.
The conversation just got good.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what we doing. Like, something to that effect. You don't, you know.
Yeah.
You play how you play it.
But yeah.
I think that would be dope. Anything that you or you guys as a couple have learned since doing the streams together? And she said something on stream one time about a topic, and you was like, I wish I'd have knew that shit. Damn.
No, it's mostly she come up with the topic, and she tell me, she put it past me, and I'll be like, because most of the time, my mind's somewhere else. Like, my mind is a billion, far sky's the limit. And Philly Four and promote.
Are you talking about in pre-production?
Yeah.
You're not talking about on the pod. You're talking about pre-production.
So like with her, she's the one who comes and be like, babes, that'd be a good topic to talk about. And she'll let me know what it is, and I'll be like, yeah, we talk about it.
But so it's never been a part of the conversation. Like, say for instance, we having a conversation about solving relationship problems.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, you might be like, man, all I really need is a L, watch a little football, and a little bit of shut the fuck up, and I'm good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And she might have her version of that you ain't really know it was that simple. Nothing like that has ever came out.
No.
Because y'all like, just know
It's like, we she know me. Like, by us being together for 2 years, you know a person. And you know where they coming from, and you know what they going to say, because she already know what I'm going to say and how I act and everything.
Well, she definitely know you.
So it's not no surprise.
She
unless,
know you like the unless, women be saying yeah, they know you.
Yeah, unless I throw a curveball, and then it be a surprise.
Have you ever been a self-sabotager? You know that's a personality trait that a lot of us had. I didn't personally, but I know a lot of people that always, like, there's one thing to wait for the other shoe to foot.
Yeah.
There's another thing to motherfucking push the shoe. I mean, for the other shoe to drop, there's another thing to push the motherfucker.
I see. Yeah.
A little bit. You've had your moments.
Yeah.
This shit going too good. Let me elbow some back.
It's crazy though. It's crazy. I mean, not to be off topic, you know, with me and her, like how me and her got together is we was friends on Facebook. Never met, never, ever, ever.
So you requested her? Do you remember how y'all became friends? Because I got a lot of people, I don't remember who requested who.
I requested her because you know how you go to Facebook, like, damn, she nice. Friends. So. After that, so I was showing Mike. Mike was like, yo, I know her. Me and her used to go to school, Northeast and all that. I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah, that's my homie. I knew her. Duh. I'm like, oh, all right. So we never met. We always been Facebook. I always said, good morning, queen. I mean, so I never came in our inbox. Never was one of them thirsty type bulls to be all in your inbox like, yo, babe, what's up? No, it's always.
I don't really know what to say once I get in there. Like, I'm not good at the internet pimping shit.
Like,
I'm a more in person type of player.
Yeah. It's never been me. Like, yo, I don't even know you from a can of paint, so why would I want to be in your inbox for? Like,
I don't want to be in your group text and none of that.
So. You know, it's just always good morning, queens, and everything. I did get compliments on pictures and all that she posted and everything.
But you kept things surface level, is what you're saying.
Exactly, right. So after that, she fell off the grid because, you know, she was with her baby father and everything. And after that, I was like, oh, all right, she fell off the grid. You know, I'm still doing me. I wasn't in no relationship. I was just doing me. She hate when I say that. Stop saying that. You always say you. I was doing me.
He was living your life.
Exactly.
He's just living his little life.
Exactly.
Man.
So
we only got one.
So after that, she came back on Facebook. I was like, oh, all right.
As they do.
Yep. So I said, good morning, queen. This, that, her. And then so.
I gave her another good morning, queen.
And she said good morning back. And I had a birthday party. So I invited all my exes and everything. Oh, I was going, I'm single. I do what I want.
It's I'll tell birthday. You a story after this, but go ahead.
So I invited her too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's come. So she said, all right, I'll be there. So she's like, she had another event to go to. So she said, if I can make it, I can make it. So she made it to my birthday party at Cheers and Cheers. So in there, I had two VIP sections and everything. My man bought one. I already bought one already, but he bought another one. Like, yo, that joint too small. I'm going to buy this one away for you. So I had two sections. So she came. So I was like, oh, shit, she really came to the party.
She motherfucking came.
Damn.
Like, thin line between love and hate.
I swear to God, when she came in, it was like love at first sight. I ain't gonna hold you. It was like, it was a light shine right on her. Like that, like this.
She was glowing.
She was glowing.
She ain't even walked that night.
Like, listen, I danced with her for the whole night. I swear to God, my man was like, yo, y'all need to get a room. Like, yo.
You just in her face all night. Listen,
they went outside to smoke an L. I was still in there. We was still in there dancing. I swear.
That's fire.
Like, yo.
That's ghetto love. I love it.
Look, ever since then, we start kicking it. Ever since then.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
Don't take much. Energy thing.
Yeah.
Y'all just need to be in the same building.
Yep. Like, yo.
But I'm going to tell you a story real quick. I got an OG. Shout out to, I can say it. Shout out to Head. Back in the. We was in college. Nigga used to call all of the chicks he talked to and all the main homies.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? 5 to 10, depending, because we rolled a little deep. It could be anywhere from a house party to, like, dinner at, like, Applebee's or Outback or some shit. And he would just sit everybody together, put everybody in the same environment, and call it tryouts. He put all his chicks amongst all the players and in front of each other and called it tryouts. You heard me?
That's a boss move right
this
there.
This is, so when you said I invited, like, one thing about me, when I was outside and everybody, I was having events. Like, I had club nights every week at on Delaware Ave or in Old City, shit like that for a while. And dudes always wanted to put their names on flyers, but they never wanted to really spend no bread, most of them. You get a few that want to spend bread, but the ones that want to spend bread never want to invite no women.
Oh.
And that becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because one chick is not coming by herself. She's bringing 3, 4, 5 of them with her.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
She's bringing the team.
You want to feast off of whatever I could get in the building, but you're not adding to the building.
Exactly.
So one thing that I was always required to do was I invited all of mine, and they was all active. And this wasn't called tryouts. It was called I'm hosting.
Exactly.
I have to be nice to everybody.
Exactly.
What do you mean I was smiling in her face? I'm hosting. Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? That was the play. But I couldn't stop y'all from the extra 40 plus women that would be here if I invited a few of mine to the situation.
Exactly.
Now, if yours don't know how to act, you need to upgrade the people that you hang around.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So all of these things apply, but it was funny that you was like, I invited all my exes. I'm pretty sure my ex has been there too, but like, it don't be a thing. Like, at a certain point, a lot of the stuff I did was just the thing to do. It was tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if he having a cookout, what day is the cookout? I know you're having a cookout. I'm coming. I always come. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like this. I'm cool with my exes. They in a whole nother situation. They got their own thing going on. So I'm cool. Like, I don't talk to them like that. It's once in a blue.
They not trying to give them lap dances.
No, they ain't trying to do nothing.
So they're safe.
And the crazy part, they know me and her together because they be seeing her face and all that. And the crazy part, when she came to my birthday, my ex got her fucked up off this drink and shit at the bar. So, yeah. It was all love.
I'm going to keep it to myself.
It was all love.
I'm going to keep it to myself. I'm going to keep it to myself.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You enjoying yourself yet, brother?
Oh, yes. I'm loving it.
You ain't been drinking myself. Much, I see.
Oh, he already. I still have to work, so you know I'm taking it light.
All right.
So I'm playing lightweight tonight.
All right. I'm gonna let him breathe, but I ain't Nori anyway. Shout out to Nori. I just seen that cup was still heavy, and I had went to re-up, and I went to go see if you needed more, and I'm like, well, shit, he's good.
Yeah. Listen, I got to get up 3:10 in the morning. All right, listen.
3:10.
A.M.
What's the 10 minutes for?
Oh, that's because I'm not going to put 3 o'clock, right? I need a little extra 10 minutes sleep.
Like, I don't even want to look at 3 o'clock.
Listen, we all know like, about
it's
that.
A mental thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to see 3 o'clock.
About that little, I need that extra 10 minutes because that 3 o'clock, that's
it just look weird.
Yeah, like, soon
as I don't want to roll over and just see 3.
Like, soon as my alarm go off, oh my God.
I don't even want to play 300 on the numbers.
Yeah, that's why I was like 3:10. Give me an extra 10 minutes. That's it.
No, that's fair. Yeah, I ain't mad at it. My dad, I say all the time, my dad used to wake up. His alarm went off at like 5:35 every morning or something like that. But he would already be in the shower. So the alarm would just keep going off. He used to wake me up. Right. But, like, I don't think he ever slept till his alarm went off in my life, bro. He just retired recently, and people are like, how's he enjoying retirement? I'm like, I don't know if he know how to sleep yet.
he's still in work mode right now.
He's a robot. Like, this motherfucker is a machine.
Man, listen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 70-plus, he always was like that. That's and it's just like, I don't set alarms either. I wake up, like, every morning I wake up around 6:15 knowing that I need to be in motion by 7 to get out of this house by 8. But, I don't set alarms either, but just, like, being up way before, I also don't do. I actually be right there. I'll be, like, within a 15-minute window. That's either up or down. I'll be right around there. Like, yeah.
So, listen, I got to set an alarm because if I don't,
no, 3 is wild. Like, 3 has to be planned for.
Yeah.
You got to plan for 3.
Because 3 o'clock come fast.
Yeah.
Very fast. Yeah. You be it's mad.
Shit. Speaking of 3, it's already late now for you.
Man, listen, look.
When are y'all going to do more live events, man? When y'all going to bring the audience back out, bro? Because that was fun, y'all. Let me say that. You want to talk about elegance? And being amongst some great black folks, some entrepreneurs, some energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A pastor with a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Y'all offer
you get all that.
Food.
Yup.
You know what I mean? It was everything but drinks. I might have had something with me. But anyway. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Y'all put on a great situation. And I know they always try to swing it to, well, we came to y'all joint. Y'all did y'all thing y'all way, and it was fly.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So I look forward, which is why I'm asking. I'm not on no pressure shit, but that's why I'm asking.
We going to let everybody know. You already know managers.
The group chat is working already.
Yeah.
Just ain't finalized the date yet.
Yeah. We're going to let y'all. We're going to let everybody know what's going on with the next event, live show and all that. So stay tuned. Gonna let y'all know.
I think that you and Day and the other two horsemen were there that night also. But you and Day have the personalities for the live show. It's a difference between pie and the live shows. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we've done our share of live shows and live concert series streaming and stuff like that.
Right.
But Day's energy, you know what I mean? Being halfway between the homeboy and the Sunday school teacher, and knowing how to get everybody involved,
right,
respectfully, and how to have fun, and knowing how to make fun of himself, and then you, literally being the cool guy missing the cigarette as you put it earlier, but taking yourself a little more out of the chair, knowing that you got people in front of you, and I seen that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that y'all put on a good show. Y'all provide a good balance just personality-wise. But y'all also scheduled y'all plays the right way. Like, y'all had enough things involved that got the audience involved and things like that. Some of the audience was able to get on stage.
Oh, yeah.
The comedians came. They was able to get made fun of.
Get them entertainment.
It was super interactive. Yeah. And I think that that's something that, honestly, y'all need to look into really getting some real space and getting some donations in a real way. In a real way.
You never lie.
You hear me? Because I think that it's appreciated. It's something that people, it's refreshing. Like, we at an age where we ain't going to the same parties no more. Like, we done did that a million times. We got some fly shit to put on. We want somewhere worthy of putting the shit on to go to.
Exactly.
And if you can create the vibe, then people will appreciate it and it'll multiply.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I think y'all did a great job for that. I'm going to give a hand.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. More events to come.
I had a ball, man. I had a ball. I mean, they put me, and I knew I was going to get called out at some point. But they was like, yeah, go ahead, take over. Like, what? Bro, this is your night. He asked me a couple questions, told me to tell about the platform. I was like, all right, do you think? I'm like, dang. I'm not about to do this tonight.
Listen, go ahead, do your thing. Don't be shy.
And I appreciated it, but I'm like, bro, we either going to big each other up or I'm going to go back and sit down because, like, I was just having a ball back there chilling.
You trying to get me in the spotlight. Ain't this something?
But it's funny because I was at the, because no big eyes and little U's, I was at the VIP table. You know what I mean? Y'all had a nice section for us. So it's like being at, like, the single table at the wedding. It's like, this is the most lit table in. Like, we all is just, you know what I mean? We all different kind of folks that's used to doing this kind of stuff.
Right.
So we was just kicking it. I was comfortable where I was at.
Right.
I was enjoying the show. No bullshit.
Thank you. It was a nice event. It turned out good. You know what I mean? Everybody enjoyed themselves. So it's more events to come, more live shows.
Any anxiety attached to doing that for you?
No. I was enjoying myself.
You still was like, I mean, beforehand.
Like, no. Because the crazy part is I was coming from work, so I was already tired. So I had to get a rip-it just to get me...
A rip-it.
Yes.
Rip-it.
I need a rip-it for my shows because it's keep me up. Mm-hmm. Because when I, you know, I'm working, I'm getting up 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting off at 3:30, mm-hmm. and I'm tired, so I need that little pick-me-up.
But did they tell you that he was doing 4 wardrobe changes ahead of time? Or did he spring that?
Oh, well.
You already knew they was doing 4 wardrobe changes.
That's what he do. Me, I don't have time. Listen, you see what you get. Like, this is it. I'm not doing all that.
They was hosting this man. Bro, he went from the suit to the jeans and the hoodie and the sneaks to something else. I'm like, yo, Day is having his moment.
That's what my bro do, man.
And then when he brought the homie up, I forget. Apologies. Damn. And his name is, what is it? I'm Worth It? I'm Worth It?
Oh, I'm talking about a star. I'm Your Best Option.
I'm Your Best Option. Yo. You know what I mean? The story behind that brand, but that was one of the first wardrobe change was, they throwing on I'm Your Best Option. Listen. So that was fly. You know what I mean? I appreciated that.
Oh, yeah.
But that's appreciated that brother. You said his name is what?
Star.
Star. You're right. Star. Because when he said it, he was like, I thought about it. Like, I'm Your Best Option. Yeah, I'm going to just put it on a shirt. He has a brand and he's doing dope things.
And he's doing big things.
Dope things through the brand.
Shout out to Star. I'm Your Best Option.
Star, you're welcome.
Sip it with Sammy. And if you're a drinker, he will have you be drinking because I'm getting mine in right now.
Listen, man. One thing for sure, two things for certain. I've never known how to be stingy with food, weed, or liquor.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, if we got it, we got it. We got it. So that is what it is. Shit. On the way here, I asked him if he was hungry. He didn't answer me. But it's cool.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm glad you made it, man.
I finally came here. Like, I'm here.
And bought the energy. Did we get any flicks, Kev? But, yeah.
I mean, I love it.
And now you got to come back again because I still only got one of the Philly Force, man.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back again with the Philly 4, and I'm bringing my baby too, so we can talk about Saturday Night Vibe, so y'all can look at my baby and she can do her thing. So
y'all should just come together and we can just get crazy.
Listen, it's whatever.
Let's have some fun. I think that'll be dope. You know, I bang with the gang.
Hey, listen.
They take great care of me, so I'm with that. Listen. I'm with all of the above, man.
It's all love in the hood.
Every day. Let's toast to that, good brother. Now, merchandising, branding, future plans. What are we doing? Because you got the line. Right. So, are we intertwining? Are you doing collections? What are we doing?
With the brand, I'm mostly getting the brand out there. I also got a sponsor for my brand. Shout out to Ricky Tony.
Okay.
He got Main Radio.
You got two first names. My man.
Yeah, you know I mean, Ricky Tony. Oh yeah, I'm going to introduce you to Ricky Tony.
Please do. You know he sounds like a mob boss, right, but if he's not, I'm willing to meet him.
But he's doing big things. He's with iHeart Radio.
Dope.
Always a plus. He's got Fox Sports. He's Dope. Doing his thing with Fox Sports.
Know my little white homie. Anyway. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Spinner Awards in Atlanta coming up, so I will be in Atlanta from the 12th to the 15th.
Spinner Awards.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, Dope. So I'm be down there doing my thing, promoting my clothing line down there.
Fire.
So, yeah.
That's exciting.
I'm excited.
You should be.
Doing this.
Fire.
I'm basically want to take it to a whole nother level. I just don't want to be just fully bound. I want to be all over New York. Atlanta, I'm networking with...
I'm going to keep you, people. G. Your best bet is for people to meet you.
Yeah.
People to see you, how you carry it.
Yep.
That's your best bet because you a thoroughbred. You know what I mean? Like, right. You ain't trying to shit on nobody, but you come right. around as a real man.
Right.
And you resemble a lot of people that people is cool with.
Right.
That people get along with. You don't give off that bad energy of,
no.
of somebody, nobody not to worry about. Mm. That makes people want to support you. And when the people meet you that have other connections, mm-hmm. they're going to plug you to them because they know that you're going to carry that same energy when you're talking to the people they give you the number for.
Because that's what people love. I promote their stuff on my Sky's the Limit page and all that. And
all day. You promote it on your personal page. I see you put up shit. I be like, why is he putting this on his page? Does he make money off of this? It don't even be in your story. It be on your main page.
I show the love. I show the love. You know what I mean?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know what I mean?
I don't take Instagram that serious. It's just like I said, my page has to look a certain way at this point.
Right.
So I can't do but so much. Mm-hmm. But at one point, I was doing that too.
Yeah. I mean, I show the love. I get the love back because they promote what I do as far as my clothing line and everything. So that make me happy. That make me feel good because that let me know that we in this together to win. There's no need for all that hating and not showing love and why.
You know what, though? I operate above and around it. I don't even acknowledge it. I ain't got time.
Right.
If you're not on what I'm on, then God bless you.
Yeah.
And I'm. It's not even a grace thing. You can still come back around when you want proper timing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Everything ain't for everybody at the same time. You might ain't figure out your niche or the thing that excites you about what you want to do. And you might be in melancholy. Or you might got a female or a male behind you that's like, this ain't, I can't move like that right now. You might got a newborn. I don't know.
Right.
But at the same time, don't disrespect me. Don't mistreat me. And we can figure it out again.
We can figure it out again. Because guarantee you going to be that one that's going to be buying my shit.
I gotta get some shit. No, I'm gonna spend some money with you.
All
right. I know you got me. You give me a piece, I buy a couple.
All right.
We balance it out.
All right, listen, we're gonna talk.
You know what I mean? If you were saying you were gonna give me a piece, I don't need you to.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying you
have
to.
I'm gonna give you a piece because, you know, I rock with you, I fuck with you, and everything. You going to have a piece.
Yeah, and I'm going to grab a couple, and I'm going to make sure the pictures look
because it's definitely hoodie and sweat season, so I definitely going for everybody, the whole team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I also got Diamond Princess, a female clone line that I'm bringing out. I already got the design and all that, so I'm putting that together. My son got a clone line.
Brother got his old baby fat. Bad motherfucker, boy.
Even my son. My son, 18. He got his clone line, Fly Boy. phone line. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I'm leaving a legacy. I'm leaving here with my son, cool, my daughter, everything. Like, listen, how about that? Hey, we can talk. Right. We can talk.
No,
we can talk.
We good. Trust me.
So it's like I'm just leaving a legacy for my son. I want my son to be a boss. I don't want my son to be out here. I want him to learn the streets, but at the same time, be far away from the streets. Be your own boss and be your own man. And not be a follower, be a leader. That's why I'm showing him as far as everything what I'm doing, as far as having your own business and everything. Like, listen, I'm going to show you. You know what I mean? It's work to be done. It's a grind, but this is what it's about.
What part of you stands out the most in him? What do you look at him and be like, yo, that's some me shit like a motherfucker. Like,
everybody say just the walk.
Wow.
The certain things he say.
Wow.
And even I see it.
Wow.
And I'll be like, wow, that's me. Like,
you know what that mean, right? You've been a good example. He patterned a lot after you.
Yeah.
Like, a lot after you. A lot of people grow up trying to be opposite. He patterned a lot after you.
Yep.
You heard me?
That's my boy.
Salute to you.
You know what I mean? And I got a daughter too.
How old is she?
11.
11.
So
okay.
God bless her. She live in Miami and all that.
Oh, I'm jealous. Why am I jealous of your daughter? That's not fair. Don't do that to me on my podcast. I'm fucking with you.
She live in Miami, even though me and my daughter's mom not meeting eye to eye, but I mean.
But you and her is always great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So
we navigate until we can, you know what I mean?
But I'm leaving it for them. It's not about me no more. I'm leaving this to them before I leave this earth.
You've learned so many things, and I'm making an assumption, but I'm sure you'll agree. Since the first time that you turned on the cameras and decided to pod, that added so much more to your toolbox to what you can give them. Because you stepped outside of yourself at a certain point and found something new. And dope and a great networking situation. And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This changes your outlook. This changes probably your time on earth at a certain point, because the more we know, the more we grow type shit, right?
Right, right.
Right? Yeah. So, like, I think that's dope as fuck. And I want you to keep adding to your tool belt and keep giving and getting the love. Recognize the love.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give energy to the dark shit, bro.
No.
I just picked you up from a dark place. You got in a cool car. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. It was hot as fuck where you was at. You got a cool car.
Exactly. That was something else.
They call it Zombie Land, you know?
Yeah,
the beach.
Yeah, I was in Zombie Land, y'all. I was in Zombie Land. But
no, like, I appreciate you, bro.
No, yeah.
And I anytime you got any ideas, you're trying to figure some fly shit out, let's do some fly shit together, man.
Of course.
Man.
You know I love what I mean? It. You know what I mean? I love to network with everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's network together. Let's get together and think of ideas.
If I do another, I'm going to miss the next concert series because that's the night of our event. Oh, yeah. We got to shout the event out. I got so cool talking to you. But let me finish this first and then we're going to do that. The concert series after that, I think I want you to co-host it with me.
All right.
We can have some fun, get drunk, and watch some good groups.
Let's go.
Entertainers and shit, do some fly shit. Since I said it on here, we're going to do it. But you know how I go. But as far as the event, October 14th is the date, okay?
Yep.
October 14th. Matter of fact, let me pull it up so I don't miss nothing.
Because I'm going to have to miss that because I already talked to Forrest who's giving the event.
Yeah.
And everything. Sweet. And and I was telling her, I'm going to be in Atlanta for the Spin Awards.
For the Spin Awards. No, I understand that.
So,
hey, but let me shout it out since they are honoring us.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Rob.
Oh yeah. Like, listen, she got a lineup. Believe that.
Yeah, we lit.
She got a lineup.
DJ and I shout out to 215. It's lit.
Shout out to them being on the show. Like, listen.
Yeah. But Saturday, October 14th, man, 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. It will be the 2023 Black Kings Legacy Ball, a celebration of black men in business.
Yes.
Guest of honor, Tyree Lewis. Philly Four Horsemen, Sam Malone.
What?
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a dope night. There's a few of y'all that appreciate and or want to meet Mama Malone. She says she pulling up, man. My mom more famous than me, bro.
Yeah, I know that's right.
You know
ball status.
Yeah, but she says she's going to be in the building, and we're going to have a great time. And definitely shout out the tweet. Shout out to Concrete Magazine.
Yes.
Concrete Mogul Magazine. There's things all over my set.
Oh that yeah,
represent the support she gave us.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna get a bottle of that because me and her was talking and she said she's gonna hook me up.
He already know. He already know.
Listen, I ain't gonna tell y'all too much, but yeah.
No, there's a few plays she running.
Yeah,
and she's being very generous with the people, man.
Yes.
So salute to her because. Energy is in the right place. Yes. For real, for real. Now, one more time, run down everything they need to follow, keep up with, and all that fun.
Let's see. Make sure you follow the Philly Four on YouTube, Philly Four Horsemen Podcast. Go subscribe, like, and share. Listen, we try
Wave
to hit
Cap
a trillion. You know what I mean? We try to hit a trillion.
Trillion.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
Make sure Saturday Night Vibes. Make sure you follow my regular page, Christopher Riley. Also on Instagram, cmoney_s. Listen, where I'm going to spell this, y'all going to be like, yo, you need to cut it out. sisl.t_CEO. Like, listen, I'm about to change that. It's like too much for me. Like,
I'm like,
now.
Bro, does saying that let you know that my next question was
yeah,
like, you know
yeah,
you gotta
yeah,
change
yeah,
that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, because it's too much for me, too. Let's see.
Shit sound like a cheat code.
I know, right? Do, do, do. Like some Nintendo shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, bro.
I know. So make sure you follow Four Horsemen on Facebook, Philly Four Horsemen Podcast on Facebook, Instagram at Philly Four Horsemen Podcast. TikTok, we also got a TikTok at Philly Four Horsemen Podcast. And me and Dave was supposed to dance on TikTok, but we get back to that in a whole nother segment.
I wish he just said that earlier. Oh my God.
We get that's a whole nother story. But make sure you hit all that. Make sure Sky's the Limit page.
That's what
Sky's the Limit Entertainment / Sky's the Limit Management. Go on there. I got Sky's the Limit Clone Line page. I have Sky's the Limit Management / Sky's the Limit Global International Marketing. Also, what I'm doing with that is promotion and video and everything. As far as you want to do editing and video, I do it, promote it, I hook you up, graphics, everything, special effects. I do it all.
That.
Yes,
no,
I
nice
do it
know.
All. Like, nice I'm getting my hands in everything. Like, it's nothing that I'm not going to do. And I got other businesses lined up that I got about to be coming out. Like I'm
nigga is 50 Cent. You fucking 50 Cent.
Listen, I got to. I gotta leave a legacy.
I love it.
I'm leaving something. Before I leave this earth, you gonna remember everything I did. Everything.
You know why I believe you? Cause you said it.
Exactly.
Shout out to you, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, bro.
You know what I mean?
You already know, man.
And I want to take everybody with me, but you already know the saying. Everybody can't go.
This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Fly Shit, only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Please and thank you.
I ain't nothing like you niggas. Let's talk about work hard for my figures. Let's talk about Philly, them some real niggas that you talking about. So what you talking about, nigga? What
All these silly answers get you box packed in. What's happening? Dangerous world's this world. We racked in. Money got his 10 toes grounded till it counts in. But till your weight heats up, you go cool off. Me and money bags tear down malls, test drive cars. Get grub, grab dots, then back to the block. Serve weed, playing simultaneous with those who rock. Couple shots, stash spot was heavy. Fast cops on foot chase, firemen on the roof. Fuck em. A nigga roofed it, can't find it, they ruthless. Tryna find something to get high from, a shoot with. I ain't nothing like you niggas, let's talk about it. Work hard for my figures, let's talk about it. Finally them some real niggas that you talking about. So what you talking about, nigga, what you talking about? Nothing like you niggas, let's talk about it. Work hard for my fingers, let's talk about it. Philly, there's some real niggas that you talking about. So what you talking about, nigga, what you talking about? Next day, wake up to bad news. Other homie lost his life, making a bad move. A bad dude, he never let me down once. Started from the ground up, it's pound fuck. Consignment till we got pounds up. And the town was a nigga favorite jump, so we getting it in. Now my nigga moved on, I'm disgusted. Gotta move along, cause these niggas I ain't trusting. Life you cut from the cloth that we cut from. Won't argue, guns bustin' for pain and subprime. Over loved ones, what the fuck we discuss, son? Mama's parade is nothing, we got them drums in. Drum Major Malone, got them jumpin'. It's like a gang, it's a club, you get jumped in. Left slum thinkers, Philly niggas in the cut. So you can say the bluff and misbehave and get what's coming. I ain't nothing like you niggas, let's talk about it. Work hard for my fingers, let's talk about it. Philly, them some real